This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Breakfast Podcast. Listen live every Saturday morning from 7 till 9 on Australia's only gay and lesbian community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to Breakfast with Beck and Leanie. It's 26 minutes after 8 o'clock. Leanie.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but Breakfast is a long-term fan of roller derby.
Hello, I know.
And just generally skating because, hello, I had my 30th at a roller skating rink just
in case.
It was
like 5 years ago.
You don't have to tell everyone how old I am. So we are very lucky to be joined in the studio by a member of my favourite team. Thank you. That's Bella Dubois. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
And my favourite team is the Toxic Avengers, mostly because they're green.
Yeah, I picked a team before I even played for it. I like green too.
See? So I was like, what team am I going to go for? I don't know anything about these people. They're green. I'm going to go for green.
Yeah, but they're also a pretty cool team. Like when you go to a roller derby match and you see the followers of Toxic Avengers, you go, yeah, they seem to get the cool kids following them.
Yeah. Now, if you have just joined Breakfast and you've never listened before, then Bella, let's give them a sort of 25 words or less. What is roller derby?
Okay, roller derby is a full contact sport played on quad skates and the object is to get past other players or stop them by hitting them with your body.
Okay, that's like, I didn't even get you to prepare that. It's like you had a 25 words or less already stored in your head.
I may have said it a few times before.
So how did you get involved?
I got involved about close to 3 years ago now, and I was just looking for a way to keep fit that wasn't boring, like going to the gym, which I'd been trying to do for years. Yeah. And I kind of knew roller derby was a sport, but I'd never seen it played. It was really just getting started in Melbourne, and yeah, I had no idea what I was getting myself into and fell in love with it.
So. And so you did you go through the fresh meat process?
Yeah, I did. I trained for 9 months before I got to play a game.
Full on?
Yeah, it's like two or three sessions a week at that point just for something that you're hoping you're going to be able to do one day. But
wow.
We're really big on safety, so you need to make sure you can skate and fall and do things before you combine that with hitting people.
So I noticed that you had a fresh meat drive in February, so you'll have a whole heap of newbies now that are going through that same sort of thing.
Yeah, we try and do fresh meat every 3 months at the moment. So, yeah, there'll be new skaters having our debut at our next game. So you should see new skaters at most of the games from now on, which is pretty exciting.
And so you've got enough skaters for fresh meat every 3 months. So you guys are really like in a position now where you can really knock back a lot of the dead weight.
Obviously, our standards have gotten higher than they were when I joined and I could barely skate, just because we don't have the space for everyone that wants to do it. But yeah, I'd like to think anyone can play roller derby.
Do you think that there's room with the volume of people interested in participating to have a number of categories, like Division 1, Division 2?
Yeah, somewhat. I think we're kind of doing that at the moment with our travel team, who's our A team, who are playing sort of other leagues. And then we have a B team as well that'll play smaller games. And then our home season, which is what the Toxic Avengers are part of as well. So there are definitely different levels.
Because people might not realise, but the Victorian Roller Derby League is made up of three teams. That's the Toxic Avengers, the Dolls of Go-Go, and Dead Ringer Rosies. There are also other teams in Victoria at Chill Out this weekend.
It's Bendigo versus Ballarat. I believe it's Bendigo's first game, so that's going to be so exciting to watch if you're up there.
Totally cool. So, okay, regional teams now are going for it.
Oh, yeah, and there's...
Sure, Geelong have a pretty big roller derby team. Ballarat, South Sea is the Mornington Peninsula League, and Bendigo's just getting started. This weekend, and lots of other, I think, Gippsland, a couple of places that are getting there. So it's taking
off. So you're off, you've got your travelling team, the All-Stars.
We are going to Canberra next weekend to play Canberra's Vice City Rollers.
Did we see the Canberra team playing here in Melbourne recently?
Yeah, we played them, I believe it was last August. They came here. We won that one. We're going back up there to have a rematch and we'll see how that goes.
Yay! So do you need some money to get there?
We totally do. And if you'd like to help us out, you can come to the fundraiser we're having at the Art House tonight from about 7 and see some bands and some circus acts, and there's a barbecue, and we'd love to see you there.
VRDL's very own strongwoman, Mel Fife, and her pocket powerhouse, Emma J. Hawkins, doing their double act Little and Large.
oh, wow, Mel Fife, where do I start? She joined VRDL. She's a circus strongwoman. We were like, how are we going to knock her down when she plays roller derby? She is so tough.
Wow. So that's like her occupation.
Yeah, she is the strong woman in the women's circus.
Dude, that is so awesome.
I know.
So you'll be raising funds tonight at the Art House. So you can get down there from 7 o'clock and then you travel next weekend. So if we're listening online at the moment in Canberra, where will we be getting along to in Canberra?
That's at the Australian Institute of Sport.
Oh, nice place.
And next Saturday night.
All right. Now, stick around, Bella, because I'm going to play a track, but I want to know when we can start going to some more bouts in Melbourne. It feels like it's been a while,
It's
Leanie.
Been forever. Like, I'm starting to have withdrawals.
I have a feeling it's later this month, so we can stop with the shaking. Right now, though, it is The Gossip and Heavy Cross here at Joy 94.9.
Breakfast is on Twitter. Follow her today at BEKFAST.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to Breakfast with Beck and Leanie. Keeping you company through till 9 today. It's currently 22 minutes away from 9. And if you've just joined us, we've been chatting with Bella Dubois, who is a member of the Toxic Avengers Victorian Roller Derby League. And we're talking all things roller derby this morning, including when can we see a game about a something. We're in withdrawals.
You can come to our first bout for 2011, which is March 26 at the Showgrounds. That's our first bout of the season.
It's pretty exciting. Now, this is a new venue that you played at first for your grand final at the end of last year.
Yeah, we've got a 3,000 capacity now as opposed to, I think we had 1,300 at our old venue in Reservoir, so we can fit a lot more people in there. It's huge.
It is massive, and I know that when tickets went on sale for your bouts at Reservoir, you had to be online in the first hour, which was very convenient for me, can I say, because they would always go on sale at 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning. So I was straight out of here, soon popped the news on, and I was online and getting my tickets.
I think you're the first person I've heard who said, oh, 9 a.m. Saturday, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, the roller derby crowd's not an early Saturday morning group of people, I don't think. So, yeah, I generally always got my tickets.
But if you have to describe the crowd, how would you describe it?
Oh, my God, we have such a mix. We have parents and we have punks and we have, I know you mentioned the Toxic Avengers fans before. They're pretty crazy. They're guys with green mohawks and skirts. They're our cheerleaders.
They're like, very loud.
But there's such a mix. You get really small children and I think it's for everybody.
It really is, isn't it? And I know when we've gone before, it's just felt so inviting and diverse. And there's a real appreciation for that diversity from the organisation as well. It's just really friendly.
Yeah, we generally, when we go, it's a big production number. We eat a lot of food and we bring little milk crates and stuff to put our food on, and we have basically like entree, main meal and dessert.
Yeah, three tiers.
There's a lot of food. So March 26th is the first bout of the season. It's a double bout, am I right?
Yeah, you can see the main bout is the Toxic Avengers versus Dolls of Go-Go, which is our grand final rematch. We're trying to hold our winning streak there. And you can see the Dead Ringer Rosies play the regional all-stars as an opener, which will be pretty cool.
Awesome. I love a double bout.
Yeah. And what's the regional all-stars?
Okay, so it's a mix of skaters from Ballarat, from Southsea. I think there's some girls from Bendigo in there. So it's, some of the leagues we were talking about before. So you can support some regional roller derby while you're at it.
So doors open at 4:30 and then the first bout starts at 6. Tickets are on sale now, aren't they?
Yep, you can buy tickets through MoshTix.
And we have the ease of buying all three bout tickets if we want now. Like that. We know when all of the bouts are going to be on.
We're doing that for the first time, so you can buy like a triple pack of sorts. So, get prepared early.
That's because women are organised and the league is run by women. Yes. Who are in the know. Honestly, you should all be very proud of how you're running this operation so smoothly and with dignity. It's really great to see.
Thank you so much.
Is it skater owned and operated?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's so important to us. Roller derby should be skater owned and operated. We don't do it for a profit. We do it because we love it and we want to keep it legitimate.
Amen. Like Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station.
If you want to know more about roller derby, then you can get on Facebook. You've got a lovely little Facebook page. Even if you Google roller derby or even Victorian roller derby or VRDL, you will get all of your pages up. You can follow you on Twitter as well, Victorian Derby. or just go to twitter.com/Beckfast. And usually I'm retweeting stuff all the time.
Yeah. You're a good tweeter.
Thanks.
Yeah. I enjoy it.
I do my best.
Yeah, no, honestly. I read an article about how the Victorian Roller Derby had refused involvement with a documentary, I think associated with Foxtel. And I just wanted to know a little bit more about from your point of view.
Yeah, we're just really careful with taking up media opportunities of things that portray us as, I guess, the legitimate sport we are and that the athletes that we are, rather than trying to sexualize it or turn it into a girls on skates thing. And I saw that Foxtel documentary and I think it portrayed roller derby really well, but we are always just really sensitive about, you know, erring on the side of caution because we take our sport pretty seriously and we want other people to as well.
Well, you are serious athletes, so if you were just portrayed as...
sexual objects.
Listen, it is pretty sexy, but if you were just portrayed as that and not as athletes, oh, look at these women who happen to be on skates wearing fishnets, kind of defeats the purpose. Is that what you're saying?
I think you've got that spot on.
It's about the male gaze, somebody said to me the other day in a cab, and I said, I find it pretty hot. And they go, didn't think about the lesbian gaze.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, there's more to it, obviously.
I thought when you said that, I instead of hearing the word gaze, G-A-Z-E, I heard G-A-Y-S.
So did I when they first said it.
I heard the same thing.
That's because we are gays.
Yeah, that's right. So I'd like to say a very good morning to Adam, who said, when's there going to be a guys version, perhaps a shirtless guys version?
He's a gay.
There actually is a small group of guys that have been trying to get a men's roller derby league started for a while. I think they've still got a page on the net. If you want to skate, you should get involved.
There you go, Adam. Adam's a little bird, though. He's got like a little bird chest, so he would get damaged, I think. But he, you know, you should join. You should join, Adam. Don't just talk about it. Do it.
He'd make a great jammer then. He could be a nice little agile darting.
We know Adam. He does band camp on Saturdays on Joy at from 3 to 5, and he would cry. He would so not be good at derby. Sorry, Adam, I love you, but he was nah. Pussy.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah. He does come along. He partakes in the food, and I tell him when to yell out and who to go for. And he does.
Yeah, he's there for the food and to chit-chat with me. He's very distracting.
I see there's a big focus on food. I'm doing that in the change room at halftime as well, eating a lot of food. So I'm glad that the audience is too.
Seriously, if you've got time, come and see us. Look for the milk crates.
Will do.
We don't know now because of the new venue.
We're going to make it work, Beck. I'll bring the stable tables.
We always sat in the stands. You see, so we always had the front row of the stands.
Well, we have seating area on the floor, we have chairs, and we have standing room as well. So we're pretty flexible, guys.
Thank you.
So do a little Google for VRDL. Find out how you can get involved by being a lovely little audience member. Or if you're keen, there'll be another fresh meat intake in a few months' time.
When it's associated with sport, they're spectators.
Yeah.
Okay. You said audience member.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, thank you so much, Bella, for getting up early on a Saturday morning. What are you off to do now?
I'm going to train. I have derby training.
Do you ever need to, like, get into some kind of muscle therapy from all this training, like 3 days a week?
I like the redox bath. That's about it.
Nice. Old school. Cool.
Here at Joy 94.9, it's 14 minutes away from 9 o'clock. We'll have all the latest news, sport and weather at 9. Thanks again, Bella. We'll catch you on March 26th. And good luck with the fundraiser tonight and good luck with the travelling team the week after.
Excellent. Thank you.
Right now, it's Fleet Foxes and Mykonos.
Thanks for listening to a Beckfast podcast. Tune in live every Saturday morning from 7 till 9 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.